Three things will last forever.
Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, I come before you, God, and I pray, Lord, that you just move me aside, Father God. God, I pray, Lord, that you just speak, God, through my life, God. God, I pray, Lord God, move me to the side. God, I pray, God, for your anointing. God, let your word, Father God, land on good soil, Lord. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just have your way, Lord, here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. You may be seated here tonight. You know, as I was preparing this message, you know, I was praying. I was like, God, give me a word. Give me a word of what you want to give to your church here tonight. And, you know, I was actually here at the church. And I was praying. Then the Lord did something. He just said, look up.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, look up. And when I did, what was standing before me was these crosses.
Right. Amen.
What's these crosses?
Amen.
You know, then he dropped the message title in my heart. My message title here tonight is Love Like the Cross.
Come on now.
You know, love like the cross.
Good.
You know, the cross is made up of three different parts. You know, it goes up vertically, then it has horizontally,
amen,
then it comes down.
Good.
And the Lord was revealing to me, that's how we're supposed to love. That's how we're supposed to love. You see, have you ever heard the expression, you have a face that only a mother could love? You know, people say that all the time. I got told that a few times. Hello, somebody. Brian, you got a face only your mother could love. I took a little personal. I'm like, you calling me ugly? You calling me ugly? You know, but I was preparing this message. The Lord was putting this in my heart. And then he was saying, what is love?
Come on.
What is love?
Yeah.
So I have a definition for us here tonight. And it goes like this. Love is the ultimate expression of God's loyalty, purity, and mercy extended towards his people. You know, and there's another definition that I like. It says that love is to be reflected in human relationships of brotherly concern, you know, and adoration of God. So whenever I read this definition and I look at the cross and I'm like, wow,
amen,
it does something to me. I was breaking when I looked up at the cross.
Right, amen.
Because it's the way we gotta love. It's the way we. I know Valentine's around the corner.
Yeah.
It's around the corner, you know. So there's this expression that love is in the air. That love is in the air. You know, but I look at the cross, and I say that's the ultimate sign of love.
Yeah.
If I was to ask each person what do they think love is, I'm pretty sure I'll get a whole bunch of different answers.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different answers.
Where?
But us as Christians, as believers, what love should be is a cross.
Yeah.
You know, which brings me to my first point here tonight. We have to love up.
Wow.
We have to love up.
Amen.
You see, we love God. That's the first thing we have to do. We have to love God.
Yes,
so we got to love upwards. Because God is sitting in heaven, so we love up.
Amen.
We love up. You see, we have to love up because we don't know how to love without God.
Yes.
We wouldn't know how to love each other as brothers, as sisters, if we first don't love God.
Yeah.
If you could turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. First John 4:9. It reads like this. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we may have eternal life through him. You see, we love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere without the love of God. It was the love of God that brought me here into these doors. Into these doors, and then it was the love of God that saved me because he loved me so much that he sent his only son to die for my sins.
Amen.
You see, I got to learn how to love up, because without that, I can't love my brother and my sister the way I'm supposed to. You know, that's why we got to love up.
Amen.
You know, we love up because he first loved us. We love us because we're grateful. Because we're a grateful people. At one time, we used to walk around without any love within our hearts. We used to walk around with hatred, filled with selfishness, with pride, with all these different things, until God came into our life. Until God changed our heart. Until God changed us. And we love up. And we love up because he first loved us. The Bible says, while we're yet sinners, he still died for us.
Yeah.
You know, how many grateful people do we have here tonight?
Yeah.
We're grateful for what the Lord has done in our life. We're grateful for all the things that he's doing.
Yes.
You know, we love up because he first loved us.
Yeah.
You know, I have a story. I always have stories.
Amen.
You know, I like talking about football because that's like my thing. That's not my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I love the Cowboys.
Man.
You know, for those of us that are not Cowboys fans, you know, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And just know this. Wise people follow the star. Hello, somebody. No, but I love the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. You know, and it hurt me. It hurt me that we didn't make it as far as we should have. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
We got next year.
Amen.
But one thing that hurt the most was the fact that, I don't know if everybody heard, that we might not have our coach.
Yeah.
We may not have our coach, Jason Garrett. And I was like, well, why not? Why not? He led us to the playoffs year after year. He's a good coach.
Sure.
But apparently, he's just not making the cut.
Come on.
He's just not making the cut.
That's right.
He got one more season.
Yeah.
He got one more season.
That's right.
Because they haven't extended his contract yet.
That's right.
They haven't extended his contract yet. So he got one more time to get it right.
Yeah.
Amen.
One more time to get it right. Win the Super Bowl. Or you don't have a job. Hello, somebody.
No pressure.
He's like, no pressure, but win the Super Bowl, or, you know, year after that, you're not going to come back. But I thank God that he's not like that.
Amen.
That he's not like that. That he loves us. The Bible says his love endures forever. The Bible says that his love endures forever.
Right.
You know, so we just don't, he just don't love us for temporary.
Come on.
It's not a temporary love
good.
That
good.
God gives us, but it's a forever love.
Yeah.
It's a forever love.
Man.
You know, like the Cowboys, they're like, Jason Garrett, you know, we love you, but you, if you don't get it right, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go. But I thank God that he's not like that.
Amen.
That the God we serve is a loving God.
Amen.
A God we serve is a God that gave chance after chance after chance, even after we mess up. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
He still loves us.
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's why I love up, because he never gave up on me.
Yes.
He never gave up on me. I look at the cross in John 3:16, the perfect scripture. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Right.
His only son. One thing I want to emphasize is that he gave.
Amen. Yeah.
He gave.
Yeah.
You know, you can't help but loving up.
Yeah.
Because somebody gave.
Come on, it's good, it's good, it's good.
You can't help but love God because he gave something for us, for you and I.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying that I like. There's a saying that I like, and it goes a little something like this. You know, you can give without loving. But you can't love without giving.
Come on now.
You know, how many of us know we done took pledges up? Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Right. We done took pledges up.
Come on. Yeah.
We give our pledges because we love.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we love. Yeah. Not because we just want to look cool in front of people. Yeah. Not because we just want to look nice in front of people. No, we give our pledges that we took it up. Why? Because we love.
Yeah.
It's all about love.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, I love to give.
Yeah,
come on. I love to give.
Come on now.
Right. You know, I took a spiritual gift test in the training center, and one of my gifts was to give.
Amen.
I love to give.
Right.
Why? It's because I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I give because I'm grateful. Yeah. I take up pledges because I'm grateful. Yeah. I pay my tithes and my offering because I'm grateful. Yeah. I go up and beyond and be in the United Kingdom because I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I can't help but to give because I love.
Yes, right.
But it's because he first loved me.
Yes.
It's because he first loved me.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
You know, and I pray that we make the Super Bowl. That would be amazing to see.
Yes.
You know, but I thank God that his love is not temporary.
Yeah.
His love is not temporary.
Amen.
And on my second point here tonight is that next, we got to love one another. That's the horizontal. That's the horizontal that I'm talking about. You know, we got to love one another. Somebody asked me why. I'm glad you asked. See, we got to love one each other because it brings unity within the church.
Amen.
It brings unity within the church.
Amen.
You see, that's why I love our ministry, Victory Outreach.
Yes,
that's why I love our ministry, Victory Outreach. How many of us grateful for this ministry?
Yeah.
Why? Because we value having a sense of family.
Yes.
Having a sense of family.
Amen.
We value being together. We value being trained together. We value being equipped together. See, we value these things in our ministry. Why? Because we love one another as a church.
Right.
As a church. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, if we could all turn there. The Bible reads like this. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly.
Come on.
As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
You know, that's the reason why we love one another.
Come on.
Because we're all here growing together.
That's right.
We're all here being trained together.
Yeah.
We're not here. We're not here on our own agenda. We're not here for our own agenda. But the Bible says, no, that he makes the whole body fit together perfectly.
Right.
Fits together perfectly. But in love.
Yeah.
In love.
Yes.
Why? Because I need you and you need me.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
I can't do this on my own.
Right.
Amen.
That's why I need my pastors.
Come on.
I need my pastors to pour into my life.
Amen.
I need my leaders to pour into my life.
Amen.
Because I can't do it on my own. If I try to do it on my own, I wouldn't be going very far. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
I wouldn't be going very far. That's why I thank God for my leaders and for my pastors.
Yes.
They're able to pour into my life.
Amen.
And I'm able to grow up.
Amen. Come on.
Spiritually.
That's right.
And fit together.
Yes.
Perfectly,
yes.
In the body of Christ,
yes. Amen.
As a church.
Yes.
But if we don't have that type of love for one another, how can we build that?
Right.
We really can't.
That's
We really can. It's going to be hard. Because then we're all going to be bickering at each other.
That's right.
We're all going to be trying to fight each other. And it's like, we can't build anything like that.
Right.
And we're trying to build in Victory High Ridge Grand Prairie.
Yeah,
We're trying to build a ministry. We're trying to build a place where souls can get saved, walk into those doors, receive salvation, get trained, get discipled, to one day get sent out.
Yes.
But we have to do it in love.
Yes, that's good, Ryan.
We got to do it in love.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad that I came to this church.
Amen.
To this church. I'm grateful that God sent me here.
That's right.
Even if at first I didn't want to come.
Come on.
Because that was me. Ask Pastor John, I'll walk out before the altar call. I'll walk out. You know, and then he'll come, he'll talk to me. I'm just like, Lord. I don't even say Lord, I'm like, I'm trying to leave. You know, but I thank God that he loved me so much to come chase after me.
Yeah, that's right.
To come chase after me. Now look where I'm at now here today.
Amen.
Now I'm here as a UTC alumni. I had a chance to go visit another part of the country.
That's right.
But if the body of Christ didn't love me, I don't think I would have made it. I don't think I wouldn't have made it this far. If it wasn't for people to come into my life and cheer me up and counsel me, you know, disciple me and train me up.
Come on.
And they did it out of love.
Yeah.
Even the rebukes, hello somebody.
Come on.
Even the correction. It may not have felt good.
Yeah.
It may not feel good.
Come on.
But I know that they're doing it out of love.
Yeah.
I know they're doing it because they love me.
Yeah.
I know that they're doing it because they see something in my life.
Yeah.
I know that they're doing it because that one day they're preparing me for my calling.
Yeah.
And it's out of love.
Amen. That's right.
And it's out of love. So we can't be offended.
That's right.
If a leader comes up and tells us something we may not like.
Come on.
Why? Because we got to understand that they're doing it out of love.
That's right.
So that we could what? Fit perfectly together.
That's right.
As each part does its own special work.
Yes.
My calling is not the same as your calling. I get that. I understand that. But if the body of Christ didn't love you, then we wouldn't see you fulfill your calling.
Come on.
We wouldn't see you fulfill your calling.
Right.
You know, and I thank God for people in the church in Victory Harris Grand Prairie.
Amen.
Yes. That have the love of Christ within them.
Yes.
To see others reach their full potential. Just
Amen.
Like our mission statement says.
Good, yes.
Amen.
To see people reach their full potential in Christ. With a sense of dignity, belonging, and destiny.
That's right.
You know, I'm glad there's people in the house of God that loves. Even when people try to leave, there's people in the house of God that love them so much that they'll call them, they'll text them, they'll see how they're doing because they're doing it out of love. Because we're a body. You know, I love this scripture because it's like, man, we're all doing something special for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're all doing it out of love. Because first, we love up because we love God.
Amen.
And then we're doing it for one another. Because like I said, I need you and you need me.
Amen.
You know, I think about football. I know I talk about football a lot. I think about it, but it's a team sport.
Amen.
It's a team sport. I can't do the things that I'm supposed to do on the field if the player next to me don't do what he's supposed to do.
All right.
I can't do my job right if the person next to me don't do their job right. If I'm supposed to run to the outside, but my blocker runs the opposite way, then I can't do my job right. I'm going to get tackled. And then we're not going to score. We're going to get a loss, and we have to do it all over again. And it's not fun.
Come on.
You know, that's why I love when my pastor says, we'd rather serve God with you.
Come on.
Amen. We'd rather serve God with you than without you.
Amen.
Why? Because we love you.
That's right.
Because we love you. We want to see you grow. We want to see you reach your full potential in Christ Jesus. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you come in and you're young.
Amen.
Young people, you can't answer the call of God upon your life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter. You might say, well, I gave my life to God and I'm a little bit older. No, we still love you. God still has a plan and a purpose for your life as well. You know, and we want to serve God with you.
Yes.
We want to serve God with you because we love you.
Amen.
Because we want to see you become all that God has for you.
That's right. Amen.
You know, and that's why I love our pastors and our leadership, because they exemplify that.
Amen.
They exemplify that.
Amen.
You know, like I said earlier, I have the privilege to stay with my pastor.
That's right.
Come on now.
He pours into my life.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it.
Yes.
Because he exemplifies serving God together.
Amen.
Serving God together.
Right.
You know, it's just not him here at church.
That's right.
But it's his family as well.
Yes.
You know, and that's an example.
Come on.
And that's an example.
That's right.
That we have to serve God together.
Amen.
You know, being at the place where I'm at today, I know it wasn't because of me on my own.
Right.
It couldn't have been. I would have left a long time ago. I would have been gone a long time ago.
Amen. Come on.
But it's because of the love of God
that
people showed. Because the love of God is within them.
Yes.
That people showed that I'm here today.
Yes.
I'm here today and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the people that poured into my life. Not just here, but even at the training center.
Amen.
Even at the training center. Brother Jose and Sister McGonagall, they're there right now.
Amen.
Come on.
You know, and I know for a fact, there's people that there that love them and they care for them. So they're going to tell them things that they may not like. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
But at the end of the day, they're going to come back a better person.
Yes. Amen.
Because why? Because it's out of love.
That's right.
It's out of love. Because just as a few stories in the training center, you know, sometimes people will tell you something that you may not like.
Mom.
And it's like, we in the same boat. How you gonna tell me something about this and we in the same boat?
Hello.
But then I had to sit back. I was like, no, he's doing it out of love. He's doing it out of love. They're doing it out of love. And now, when they come back from Panama, man, they're going to be a whole different person.
Amen.
I know it. I know it. And it's going to be out of love.
That's right. Amen.
It's going to be out of love. You know, we grow together in the things of God.
Amen.
That's good.
But the only thing that's going to keep us united is the love of God.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the only thing that's going to keep us united.
That's right. That's true.
You know, the Bible says a house divided against itself will not stand. So we have to continue to come together as a church.
That's right.
As a church. Yeah. And help one another.
Amen.
We have to help one another reach our full potential.
Amen.
We have to help one another. You know, we do these things out of love. I keep saying love.
Right.
I know Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Hell
no. I know it's around the corner. And that's why we should sign up for our Alley Cats Audi.
Yeah, come on now.
Singles.
You know, singles, married couples, sign up.
Sign up.
You know, the singles are going to win the bowling and the laser tag.
Right.
I know.
Amen.
I know we are. You know, but it's a great time. It's going to be a great time. To come together as a body of Christ.
Amen.
And have fellowship.
That's right. Amen.
Out of love.
Amen.
Out of love. You know, so sign up. Sign up at the registration table after service.
Yeah.
Sign up. It's around the corner. Sign up.
That's right.
Amen.
When is it?
You know, so you don't want to miss out on that. Just a little plug-in. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Just a little plug-in.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to miss out on that. My third point here tonight. It's that we have to love down.
Come on.
You see, we're called. Our name is Victory Outreach.
Right.
Victory Outreach. You know, and we have to look down.
Come on. Break it down.
Our mission is to reach the unreachable.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
It's good.
Our mission is to teach the unteachable.
Right.
Amen.
But most of all, our mission is to love the unlovable.
Come on now.
It's to love the unlovable.
Come on, man.
So many times, people come into the church. They come into a church, not our church, because our church loves people.
Man.
But they'll go into a church, and they don't feel the love. And they don't feel the love. But I know that's not the case in Victory Hour Grand Prayer.
Amen.
I know that's not the case in Victory Hour Grand Prayer. That when people walk into those doors, they have a sense of family as soon as they walk in. I felt it as soon as I walked in. Even though at first I thought it was like, they're being too sticky. You know, but I had a sense of family.
Yes.
I had a sense of family.
Yes.
I felt like I was so unlovable until I came into the house of the Lord. Until I came into Victory Hour's Grand Prayer.
Come on, come on.
And they showed me. They showed me. First and foremost, they showed me the love of God.
Yes.
And then they showed me love as family.
Yes.
And that's how we have to be. That's how I have to be when new people walk into those doors. When we go out to the streets, hello somebody.
Yeah.
When we go out to the streets, we're showing people the love of God. We're showing people what God done for us. We're showing people the love that was given to us that we're going to give to them.
Amen.
Because we love the unlovable.
Yeah.
Why do you think we go to places that nobody else goes?
Amen.
Why do we think that we go to the highways and to the byways and under bridges?
Hello.
Under bridges.
Yeah.
And we reach out to the gang members. We reach out to the drug addicts. We reach out to the homeless. We reach out to the prostitute. We reach out to those people that nobody else, everybody else counting them out. But I thank God for Victory Howard that we're counting them in. That we have the love of God within us. That we're able to love them. We're able to show them a different way.
Amen.
It's good.
You see, we love the unlovable.
Right.
The people that everybody counted out. I thank God. Then he raised up Victory Howard and said, like, no, you count it in.
Come on.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Count it in. You count it in.
Amen.
That's why we take it seriously, going to the streets. That's why we take it seriously, going evangelizing, going to rallies, going out, doing things. We take it seriously. Why? Because we're here to show the love of God.
That's right.
You see, we're called to show the love of God to our city.
Yes.
Right here in Grand Prairie in Arlington.
Yes.
We're here to show the love of God to those that may not have never felt it before. To those that may not never heard about it before. We're going to be an example going out there to the streets to exhibit the love of God. To go and show the love of God. That's why I love Soul Saving Saturday. Hello somebody. That's why we should all go tomorrow when we go to Soul Saving Saturday. Because we're going to be exhibiting the love of God. We're going to be exhibiting what God done through us. What God done in us. And we're going to show it to those that may have never felt it before. We're going to show it to those that never had felt it, never experienced it. And we're going to show, and then they're going to fall in love with God. Then they're going to come into the house of God. And then they're going to get trained and discipled. And then they're going to be sent out. And then. But it starts. It starts whenever we go out and actually show the love of God.
All right, man.
That's why it's important that we go evangelizing. That's why it's important that we go to Soul Saving Saturday tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes. I know it's going to be cold. Hello, somebody. All
right. It's a cold place.
But I know deep down, that there's souls out there.
Amen.
No matter how cold it is.
Hello.
No matter how cold it is outside.
Right.
There's going to be souls out there.
That's right.
Amen.
And they need people that have the love of God within them.
Yes.
To show them the love of God.
Amen. It's good.
You know, people are going to be drawn to Christ by the love we give. We're trying to draw people to Christ in Victory Harvest Grand Prairie.
That's right. That's true.
And it's going to be by our love.
Yeah.
And it's going to be by our love.
Amen.
You know, Romans 5:5, it talks about how the Holy Spirit fills us with His love. The Holy Spirit fills us with His love because He first loved us.
Amen.
You know, we're called to love God. We're called to love God, each other, and the hurting people of the world. And you know what? That's loving like the cross. We love God. We love up. We love God. We love the body of Christ horizontally, and we love down to the hurting people of the world. That's loving like the cross. I remember when I didn't feel the love like I do now. I remember BC days where I would walk around all messed up, all jacked up, because there was nobody to show me that there was true love out there. That true love was found in Christ.
That's right.
I remember that. I remember how it felt walking, going to school, depressed, my head held down to the floor. Because I couldn't look up.
That's right.
I didn't know how to look up. I didn't know how to love other people. So I kept to myself.
Wow.
I remember watching other people doing things to fit in.
Yeah.
To fit in.
Because
they didn't know what true love is.
Wow.
I remember people trying to join gangs.
Yeah.
Joining gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about my generation.
That's right.
My generation joining gangs.
Yes.
Just so they can have a sense of family. To have a sense of family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't know that when they come into Victory Harvest Grand Prairie, that they're going to have a family.
Amen.
They're going to have a family that helps them. They're going to have a family that helps them. They're going to have a family. I remember seeing people do drugs to fill a void in their heart, a void that only God can fill. You know, and that's why us as Victory Harvest Grand Prairie, we love down. So that way, they can love up. They can love up. They can look up and know that there's a God. There's a God that loves them. And there's a church for people that they can call family.
Amen.
So they don't have to go to the games. They don't have to go
and do
drugs and alcohol to fill a void.
Amen.
Because there's a place for them right here in Victory Outreach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a place right here in Victory Outreach.
That's good. Yeah.
But we got to show the love, church.
Wow.
We got to show the love. You know, the Bible says, love the Lord your God.
That's right.
With all your heart.
Come on, that's right.
With all your soul.
Yeah.
With all your strength.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He tells us to love Him. Why? Because when we love Him, we can't help but to love everywhere else.
That's right.
We can't help but to love everywhere else once we love Him. With all our heart.
Amen.
With all our soul. With
Amen.
All our strength.
Yes.
Because then He's going to begin to give us the burden that He feels.
Right.
For this world. The burden that He feels for souls. The burden that He feels for those that are lost.
Right.
love him. We gotta love him. As we all stand here tonight. Hallelujah. You know, some of us here tonight need to experience the love of God. We need to experience the love of God. Some of us may haven't felt it in a while. We haven't felt the love of God in a while. But let me tell you, tonight is a night. Tonight is a night where you're able to experience it. You may be here and you're like, I haven't felt it in a long time. Once you leave, I guarantee you're not gonna say that. Cause then it's gonna be tonight. Where God's gonna shower him with his love. When God's gonna shower you with his love. You know, you may have walked in here. Brother Irvin said it perfectly. You may have barely came in.
That's right.
Yeah, barely came in. Little did you know that you're going to experience the love of God here tonight.
Amen.
Little did you know that you're going to experience the love of God here tonight. Hallelujah. With every head bowed and every eyes closed. As we begin to worship the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love, God. God, we thank you for your love. Here tonight, these altars are open. If you want to experience the love of God, come make this altar call. This altar call is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
the love of God, it's so, the Bible describes it as so deep, so wide, that Paul prayed for the Corinthian church to understand that love. He says that you would know the depthness and the width of his love that he has for you. And as a people, you know, the love of God, as Christians, you know, we experience it when we, first of all, give our heart to Jesus.
Amen.
That's the first time we experience his love. I mean, it's the first time we understand it,
Amen.
Actually, is when we experience salvation. And then after that, God continues to reveal his love. Throughout your whole life. Throughout your whole life. You will never fully understand. We will never, as humans, we will never fully understand God's love for us. There are some things God saved you from that you don't even know about. But in heaven, when we get to heaven, God's going to show you. There's some things that we're mad at God about, but he did it because he loves you. We probably won't find that out until we get to heaven.
Yes.
And it's only going to cause us to love him even more.
Right.
And so God's love, you know, will continue. And this is why it's important that we hear messages on God's love.
Amen.
Especially now, you know, when there's so much, like Brian said, people look for love in all the wrong places. They're falling into all types of false love. So important that we understand the real love of God. Because even we think that we know what love is, but we don't know what love is as humans. None of us. Even as Christians, we're still learning what love is. Because we think that love is, we think as humans that love is just do what I say and do what I want and give me what I want. And that means that's not real love. You can't, no right child can say they love, no right parent can say they love their child and they give the child all the candy he or she wants. Because that parent, if that parent really knows that child, will understand that that'd get that child sick. And God understands that, and sometimes God has to tell us no. We don't understand it. We kick, we bug, but God understands. I can't give you this because it's going to hurt you. And so as Christians, we have to learn what the love of God is.
Amen.
And even as the body of Christ, like Brother Brian spoke, loving each other. We have to learn how to love each other.
Amen.
We don't know how to love people until God fills us with his love.
Amen.
And we learn how to love each other, but loving each other is just not just doing what each other wants.
Amen.
Loving each other is yes, loving each other, but then telling each other the truth.
Amen.
When a brother's or a sister's straying away, humility and in meekness, we call them, we follow up on them, we visit them and say, hey, you know, you're in the wrong right here. I'll kick it with you, man. I'll hang with you, man. But you're in the wrong right here. You need to come back to the cross.
Amen.
You need to come, you need to align yourself back to the Word of God. Whether you're on the receiving end or the giving end, you're gonna have to know how to love. You're gonna have to know if you're on the receiving end to have understanding. But they're just telling me because they love me.
Amen.
For the love of God. And if you're on the giving end, then you're doing it out of meekness, humility, and out of sincere love. Sincere love.
Amen.
That's one of probably the hardest things to do as Christians. Because we don't like to rock the boat. We want to be everybody's friend. I'd rather you hate me all the way to hell. Because I'm telling you the truth. I'd rather you be mad at me all the way to hell than me tickling your ear all the way to hell. That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the hard part of love. The good part of love is like Brian said, connecting.
Yes. Amen.
Connecting with one another. That's why it's important that we come and we fellowship.
Amen.
That we stay connected by coming to church, going to Bible studies, life groups, different events the church does. It's important because we keep our love tank full like that.
Amen.
There's so many people that are running on E. Their love tank is on E.
Yeah.
This is why many of us in the world, we were so mean. Because our love tank was on E. But you know, when you come to the body, and this is not about a married couples or a boyfriend or girlfriend. You can have a full love tank and be a single person.
That's true.
Be a single mom.
That's right. That's
be a teenager. We gotta keep each other's love tank on full.
Yeah.
And we do that by coming together and
Amen.
Encouraging one another, praying for one another. I love to see the altar call. I love to see you praying for each other. I love to see that. Because that's you're filling somebody other's love tank up. There's power in that touch. There's power in that, in the laying on of hands. That touch symbolizes, hey, somebody cares for me. Enough to come pray for me.
Amen.
So it's important that we make altar calls and we do things that we reach out, because sometimes people come in and their love tank is on E. You know, the thing is that you know we hear a message on love, but the real issue is sometimes is we don't know how to be loved. Mm-hmm. We work with people that don't know how to be loved. We come from dysfunctional backgrounds, dysfunctional families sometimes, a dysfunctional life. And we come in like porcupines. And everybody, every time somebody tries to hug you, you're just like, you know, you poke them.
That's good.
Leaders in the church, we walk out all bloody because we've been hugging a bunch of porcupines. Because people don't, because you know, stiff as a porcupine. You try to hug somebody, you know, they're just stiff. They don't even hug back. They don't even hug back. You know? They don't even, he laughs, but they don't be stiff. Yeah, they're like that. They're just all, you know, like, I just hug them tighter. You know?
Yeah.
We can't ever get away from that, church. Whenever you see a porcupine walk in this church, you go up to them and give a big one.
A bear hug.
Yeah. Huh? They sometimes they don't know how to receive love.
Amen.
But God has called us to turn porcupines into teddy bears. To God and get their love tank filled.
Amen.
Get their love tank filled.
Amen, amen.
And then we all came in like that. I came in like that. I came to Big Church straight from prison. Straight from prison. You think I was used to guys coming up to me and hugging me? You know? And then I read the Bible And it said, greet each other with a holy kiss.
Oh, no.
I said, I draw the line there. There was a guy in East Dallas, you know, where my Caucasian people at. He was a Caucasian man, and he was VO, man. He was VO. He'd come up to you and hug you and whack you before you even knew it, you know? I'm like, whoa! You know, and just walking up, it's like, what just happened?
That's good.
But, you know, it was all sincere. But we don't want to receive. Now, I'm not saying do that around here because you're still growing in love.
Amen.
But we don't know how to receive love. People come in. When we say we reach the unlovable, we reach the unlovable.
That's right.
And the unteachable.
That's right.
All of them.
Amen.
But God has called us to love them.
Woo!
And I thank God that they didn't give up on me.
Amen.
That my pastors, my leaders, they didn't give up on me when they see me rough around the edges. Today, I'm soft as a teddy bear. I know some of you don't know. You're not, Pastor. I see you. You look mean. Because I'm mad at the devil, man. Sometimes I'm mad at the devil. This is why you got to come fill my love tank. Pastor needs love too.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
That's right, Pastor.
We all need love.
That's right.
The home needs love. The couples need love. The children need love. We need to fill each other's love tank. Because if not, you know what? Our brothers and sisters are going to go try to get it from the world.
That's right.
If they don't get their love tank filled in life group,
amen.
Friday night service and Sunday, they're just going to go try to get their love filled at the club. At the football game, at the Mavericks game.
You better tell the truth.
At the topless bar. In Egypt. Should be in God's house.
Hallelujah.
This is why when you see the quiet one, the lonely, the loner, go up to them, talk to them. There's a lot of people in our church, they're quiet. They're like loners. They're like, don't want you to talk to them. But you walk up to them and love them.
Amen.
How you doing, sister? How you doing, brother? I'm praying for you. You don't even know me. I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Amen.
I ain't got no money, but, you know,
yeah.
I'll pray for money for you. I'll pray and fast, amen. But, you know, I ain't got a car, but, you know, hey, man, I'll walk with you if you need me to walk with you. Hallelujah.
Begin to heal Jesus' hurt. Begin to heal the hurt. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Pray for Ashley. Pray for Ashley, Joe's. Joe's daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. 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 I pray for those that sometimes don't feel it. Sometimes they feel alone, they feel unloved. Feel their love tank, God. Feel their love tank, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need Jesus to come into your heart, say this word. Maybe you backslid. Say these prayers. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Restore me. I give my life to you. Save me, Jesus. You're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You resurrected on the third day. I give my life to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord some praise here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I want you to hug one another. I want you to give five people a hug. Amen. I want you to give five people a hug, amen. If people are sitting down, go hug them, amen. Go to the ones that are sitting down, go hug them, amen. Make it feel the love, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, five people, amen. Five people. Go to the porcupines, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Go to the ushers. The ushers need a hug, amen. The sound team needs a hug, amen. They work hard all the time. They're always giving and serving. Amen. We need to love our ushers. Love our sound people. Love our worship team. Come up here. Hug the worship team. Amen. They're always up here serving. Amen. They're like, man, I wish I could be making the altar go down. You want to give me a hug? I want to give me some love. All right. I feel my love tank full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. Spread that love. Spread that love. It's all right. It's all right to tell your brother you love him. Say, I love you, bro.
I love you, bro.
You can say, I love you, as long as you put the bro at the end of it. Nice. Come on, how many feel the love of God in this place? What a beautiful, beautiful spirit, amen. There's nothing like God's love, amen. Praise the Lord, what a powerful message, Brother Brian, amen. Thank you, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Good word, amen. Listen, amen. Tonight, amen, we're gonna have prayer, amen. We're gonna have prayer in the children's ministry. It's international. It's international prayer night, amen. It's international prayer watch. All the victorious churches around the world are doing it. Amen. And we want to lock arms in the spirit. Amen. We want to lock arms in the spirit. And so if you could stay, amen. Sister Louisa is going to be running a prayer afterglow there, the children's ministry. She's going to have it all set up. Amen. Probably like around 9:30. Amen. It's about 9:15 now. It's about 9:30, 9:45. Amen. They're going to have prayer there. So you can come pray for a little bit. Amen. We're not going to be too long, but you want to come and just pray for, you know, for the church and for Big Charge International. Amen. It's going to be a great time. So it's going to be right there set up in the children's ministry, because in the sanctuary they're going to be having drama practice. Amen. How many know we got to pray, amen, for the drama? Amen. So get plugged in. Amen. Sign up. Amen. For the Valentine's fellowship this Wednesday. The singles are $30. The couples are $50. And that's for the fee that they're going to charge us there at the alley cats. Amen. We're in a bowl, we're going to laser tag. Amen. The married couples against the singles. Amen. It's going to be a great time. The married couples are going to win. Amen. Praise the Lord. The married couples are going to win. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to be a great time. Amen. So sign up after in the registration booth right there in the foyer. Amen. As you walk out, praise the Lord. It's going to be a great time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sunday, bring somebody to church. Let's pack this place out again Sunday. Amen. Let's continue to fill this place up on Sunday. So follow up with people. Call somebody. Text somebody. Amen. And invite them to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we love you and we give you all the praise and all the glory. We dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. In the name of Jesus, everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Get you some coffee, come back and stay for some prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We got it.